Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf Gimel. We are holding on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, two lines from the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children. And Lili Nishmas' mother called the Basimcha La'ashalom. The Neshama should have an aliyah. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to talk about the idea that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that if a person commits to bring one type of mincha, and then he does another type of mincha, that it is invalid. But we're going to talk about when is that commitment binding. Is the commitment binding b'shas neder or b'shas hafrasha? Meaning, what if he didn't commit to anything in particular b'shas neder, but then when he was mad, he gave some sort of detail that bring b'machvas or b'marcheshes or b'shnei kelim b'kli echad. So is it binding even when he only made that commitment b'shas hafrasha? Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about if you commit to bring a type of mincha that doesn't exist, meaning you say you're going to bring a mincha minasaorim, and there's no minchas nedava minasaorim. There's a minchas chova minasaorim, or you say you're going to bring without shem and Levona. Again, no minchas nedava without shemen or levona. So what's the halacha if a person commits to a korban mincha that simply doesn't exist? Then the Gemara is going to relate our Mishnah to the machlokas about saying that about a person committing to be a nazir from grogros. What does it mean to be a nazir from grogros? Doesn't mean anything. There's no such thing as nazirus from grogros. Nazirus means yayin and tumas meis and cutting the hair. So he says he's going to be a nazir from chocolate chip cookies. So what exactly is that about? So we're going to relate our Mishnah to that machlokas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, what if you say something, not like you're going to bring a mincha from Sa'orim, which at least exists for minchas chova, you say something way off. You say you're going to bring a mincha min ha'adoshim. So is that, how do we interpret such a commitment? Does a person have to bring a korban mincha at all? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss how the cases in the Mishnah must be where you included the word mincha in the neder. But if you didn't even include the word mincha in the neder, then you're not going to be chayiv anything, any sort of mincha. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss the maximum size of a korban mincha. How many asronim of flour can go in a single kli that you're bringing for a korban mincha? There's going to be machlokas in the Mishnah as well as in the Gemara as to why that is, why that's the maximum size and it cannot be larger. And the Gemara is going to have machlokas. That's going to be a discussion. Then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss, we'll see if we get to it today, about the tumah of dam min hanevela. Meaning, we know basar nevela is metame. What about dam nevela? Does dam nevela have the same capacity to be metame that basar nevela has? So let's begin. The Mishnah had said that if a person says, I'm going to bring minchas machvas, and he brings instead a minchas marchesh, or vice versa, so it's going to be possible if he said that this flour is for a minchas machvas and he brought that very flour in a marcheshes. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, why do you say possible? Just fix it. V'atanya lo kichum klishares. Didn't the Braisa tell us that the klishares was not mekadesh, the mincha b'kedush saguf? So why do we say that it's possible? Just take it out of that kli and put it into the kli that you said you were going to put it into. Sam rabbi lo kichum likarev, aval kitchum lipasel, that a kli shares is not going to be makdashit enough to be brought to be hukrav. The kli shares where the komet was only the kli shares where you put the komets is makadishit likarev, but the kli shares where you initially put the whole korban mincha is makdashit enough that it's going to be pasel if it was done improperly, and you've already done it improperly by putting in the machvas in a marcheshes, or two kelim in one kelim, or whatever mistake you made that we identified in the Mishnah. Ve'amar Abaye. Abaye comments, lo shanu, this din in the Mishnah, that if a person says, zula havi b'machvas, and instead he brings it from marcheshes, that it's possible, that's only elo shekoven b'shas neder, that at the time that he took the original neder, he said, I'm going to bring a machvas. Aval b'shas afrasha lo. But if at the time of the neder he didn't say, he just said, I'm going to bring bring a mincha. He didn't get into specifics of what type of mincha he was going to bring. And then when he was finally mafresh the solas to fulfill that neder, he said he's going to bring it b'machvas, then it's not going to be possible if he instead puts it in the marcheshes. Because when the Torah describes fulfilling one's neder, it says kasher nadarta, that whatever he said at the time of taking the neder, that's koveya, the type of mincha it's going to be. But velo kasher hifrashta, it does not say in the Torah kasher hifrashta, right? The pasuk says mosvus sasecha tishmor va'asisa kasher nadarta l'Hashem elokecha nedavar shedibarta b'vicha, that you have to do what you committed to do kasher nadarta at the time that you took the neder, but not at the time that that you did the hafrasha. That's how Rashi explains that that at the time of that you were mafresh it, you said you're going to bring it l'shem machvas, that's irrelevant. So asks the Sfas Emes, why don't we assume that that's its own separate neder? There's the neder that he took originally, and he says that, and now he's taking a neder to be mekayim that neder dafka with this kind of mincha. Meaning, why do we just ignore what he says at the Shas HaFrasha? We should assume that it complements and is a separate neder. That at the Shas neder, he said he's going to bring a mincha, and he didn't get into specifics. And then at the Shas HaFrasha, he says, oh, remember when I said mincha? This is the kind of mincha that I mean to bring. Dafka machvas, dafka marcheshes. So Chaznish writes that since at the Shas Neder, he didn't lock it in to a particular type of mincha, so even when afterwards, at the Shas HaFrasha, he said he's going to bring a machvas, he's no longer able to be mosif al nidro, meaning it's too late to adjust a neder that was taken long ago. That neder is over, so you don't have the ability to now retrofit that neder to a particular path that you want to make it now. So whatever a neder, whatever you, words you use at the Shas HaFrash are totally irrelevant. Itmar Nami, and the Gemara says we have others that said like Abaye, that Amr Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Ela Shekva'an B'Shas Neder. That the whole idea that if you change the mincha from one type to another type, that it's going to be possible, that's only when you're koveya the type at the time of the neder. Avul b'shas hafrasha lo, but if you're only koveya the type of mincha it's going to be at the shas hafrasha, that is not going to be binding. Kasher nadarta velo kasher hafrashta, because after all, the Mishnah says, the pasuk says kasher nadarta, and therefore we assume not kasher hifrashta. Okay, so now new Mishnah, where the Mishnah talks about a person committing to bring minachos that don't exist. Haomer harei alai mincha mina saorim. A guy says, I'm going to commit a nadava to bring a mincha from saorim. A mincha's nadava can only come from chitim, it cannot come from saorim. By all minchas nadava, the Torah says that there ba'o solas. Solas cannot be created from sa'orim. Solas only comes from chitim. The pasuk says, solas chitim ta'aseh usam. Now, there are two minchas of chova that can come from sa'orim. The minchas sota and the minchas ha'omer both come from sa'orim, but harei alai is not a minchas chova. Harei alai is your own personal commitment to bring a korban mincha. So yavi minachitim, even though you said minachitim, Sa'orim, there's no such thing. So you bring menachitim, or someone says harei alai that he's going to bring kemach, that kemach is not finely sifted flour. So the halach is it has to come from solas, not from kemach. So yavi solas, so good. So let him bring from solas. Or someone says below shemen below levona. A guy says I'm going to bring korban mincha without shemen without levona. So since the mincha sedava cannot come without shemen without levona, yavi shemen levona. So he has to bring shemen levona. Or he says chatzi isarun. I'm going to bring a half of an isarun of flour for a mincha. There's no minchas nedava that has less than an isarun of flour. The pasuk says vi isarun solus the mincha. So it's we darshan that an isarun the kol mincha. Now minchas chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, we've said many times throughout this masechta, is chetzia baboker chetzia ben arba'im. He brings an isarun shalem and then splits it in half, and it's a chatzi chatzi yisarim baboker and chatzi bein arba'im. That's what the pasuk says in Parshas Tzav. Zek karban aron rabbanav asher yakriv l'Hashem biyomim mashachos. So asiris ha'efes solus mincha tamin machatzisa baboker machatzisa be'erev. But still, the karban mincha starts as an yisarim shalem, and certainly every minchas nedava is only an yisarim shalem. So that you understand where he might have dreamt up this idea of chatzi yisarim, because he may be aware of the minchas machvas, but minchas nedava is always in yisarim shalem. So then you have yisarim shalem. He's going to have to bring yisarim shalem. Yisarim umechza. Let's say he says he's going to commit to bring an yisarim umechza. Well, there's no such thing. You don't bring half measures of esronim for a karban mincha. So you have yishrayim. He's going to have to bring two esronim. Rabbi Shimon poter shalos nadiv kedar hamas nadvin. Rabbi Shimon says all of these cases he doesn't have to bring anything, because whatever he said doesn't make any sense. He said he's going to bring a minchas nedava from Sa'orim. It doesn't exist without shemen, without Lavona. It doesn't exist, and therefore he didn't commit to anything, and he doesn't bring anything. He's just putter from bringing anything. So the Sfasemis isn't sure, according to Rabbi Shimon, what would the din be if he said Hare alai isarun umechza. Do we pater him from even the Isaron, or do we say no? He said Hare alai Isaron, and that makes perfect sense. So the Umechza doesn't make sense. So we ignore the Umechza, but he still has to bring that original Isaron. So Sfasema says he would have thought that he does have to bring that original Isaron. However, Tosfos on Amud Beis sounds not that way. That according to Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't have to bring anything. It's totally pater, even in that case, in a case where he just says, I'm going to bring Minas Sa'orim, so it's totally off. There's nothing to bring. There's nothing to... But the case is Fasemis is specific about where he says Isarun Umechza, where Isarun makes sense, the Umechza doesn't make sense. So ask the Gemara. We said that if he commits to bring a mincha misa'orim, the Tanakama holds he brings mechitim. Amai, why, when you commit to bring minasa'orim, do you have to bring minachitim? Neder pischui mohu. After all, isn't this a neder with a pesach of charata right next to the neder? Meaning, obviously, when he said haray alai mincha, he knows that there's no such thing as a mincha minasa'orim, and therefore, when he adds on the words minasa'orim, that's his expression of regret for the original commitment. So he's regretting immediately. He say Hare alai mincha minasa'orim. That's his expression of regretting the original neder, and therefore the neder should not be binding. So why do we make him bring a mincha minachitim? So Amar Chizkia Hamani beshamehi damri tfos lashon rishon. That this is part of a larger machlokas that we have throughout Shas. If a person says two contradictory things, what do we listen to? So Chizkia says that our Mishnah follows the shita of beshamai, that when you say two contradictory things, what we latch onto as your genuine commitment is the very first thing you said. So you said you're going to bring a mincha, the chitim, and what do you bring a mincha? What is a mincha snedav from? It's from chitim. So even though later on you were so serious yourself by saying you're going to bring from sa'orim, there's no such thing as a mincha snedav from sa'orim. So we assume that you intended your original statement. So says Gemara Ditnan, where do we find this machlokas, this idea that Peshame says Tfilas Lashon Rishon? The Mishnah says, Hareini Nazir Minah Grogros. A person says, I'm going to be a Nazir from dried figs, Uminadzvela, or from pressed figs. Now, figs have nothing to do with Nazirus. So you're saying you're being Makabal and Nazirus. Nazirus means Minayayin, but instead you then add on that something that has nothing to do with Nazirus. So Peshame Omrim, Nazir. Peshame says, he's a Nazir from Yayin and all the regular dinim of Nazirus with the tumah and the haircuts and everything else, even though he said minar grogros minadzveila, we ignore that part. Tfos lashon rishon. We just listen to the first part of what he said. Ubesil amreinu nazir. Besil says that he's not a nazir at all because there's no such thing as a nazir minateinim, and therefore he's not a nazir. So the Chizkia teaches up. Our Mishnah must be going like Beis Shammai, because our Mishnah says that when you say something that starts off good, but then you veer off and you say something that doesn't make any sense, that we just latch on to the first thing you said. So they say, Hare Elai Mincha, Minasaurim, we listen to the Harei Alai Mincha part. That conforms perfectly to Beis Shammai, Hareini Nazir, Minagrogros. We only listen to the Hareini Nazir part. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Teim Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, our Mishnah could even be assuming like Beis Hillel, who says that when you say Hareini Nazir Minagrogros, you're not a Nazir at all, because there's no such thing. Aye, then how come when he said that you're going to bring a Mincha Minasaurim, you are committed to something? Shouldn't we say there's no such thing? But Omer, Ilu Yisi Odeh Sheinod Mekach, Lo Yisi. Now, the case in our Mishnah is that the guy says, oh, I didn't realize you can't bring a Mincha Min HaSa'orim. I thought you can, and I have reason to think that you can, because the Mincha Sa'omer is Min HaSa'orim, so there are Minachos that are Ba Min HaSa'orim. I didn't know that these commitments were invalid, so since he's saying that his intention was to bring a proper Korban Mincha, so that's what he's committed to do. He brings a proper Korban Mincha. But the person who says, Hareini Nazir Min HaGrogros, yeah, there's no one that thinks that Nazirus means anything to do with figs, right? So he cannot say afterwards, oh, had I realized that figs are not about Nazirus at all, have no Shaychus to Nazirus, I wouldn't have said it. You knew very well that figs have no Shaychus to Nazirus. We cannot assume he made a mistake, and therefore it is not a valid Kabbalah of the Nazirus. So keep in mind, Chizkia is the one that said that our Mishnah goes Dafka like the Beis Shammai, that it's Tfos Lashon Rishon, whereas Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that our Mishnah could be going even like the Beis Hillel. Omar Chizkia, the very same Chizkia says, Lo Shanu El Damar Mincha Min HaSa'orim, that the case in our Mishnah where we said that if he says in Neder that he's going to bring a Mincha Min HaSa'orim, that he has to bring Menachitim, that's only if he was off by a bit. He said he's going to bring a Mincha Min HaSa'orim, which does exist, is that only exists for particular types of Minchas Chova. Avol Omar Mincha Min HaDoshim, but if he said, Harei Alai Lahavi Mincha Min HaDoshim, Lo, then he's totally Potter, because when you said Minasaurim, we could assume that you intended to bring a mincha that was proper, and you just made the mistake of thinking that Saurim is also a proper mincha. But when you say you're going to bring a mincha from Adashim, there's no way that a person made such a mistake. Everyone knows that you cannot bring a mincha from Adashim. So says Mar Michti, Chizkia Keman Amra L'Shmaite Kibei Shammai. Wait, Chizkia is the one that said that our Mishnah follows Beis Shammai, that even when you say something completely ridiculous, we just follow the first half of the statement. Hareini Nazir Minagrogros. Minagrogros is just as ridiculous as bringing a Mincha Min HaAdashim. They both have no Shaychus. There's no such thing as Nazirus Minagrogros, and there's no such thing as a Mincha Min HaAdashim on any level. And yet, Chizkiah said, yeah, we follow the first thing you said, so therefore you bring a Mincha Min HaChitim, and therefore you are a Nazir. The whole lumdus of the Beis Shammai was Tfos Lashon Rishon, was that you listen to the first thing the guy said. So Mali Min HaSa'orim, Mali Min HaDashim. What difference does it make how off his statement was? Whether it was off by a little bit, where he said Min HaSa'orim, which kind of exists in the world of Minchas Chova, or whether he says Min HaDashim, which doesn't exist at all. The Svara for Beis Shammai is we ignore the second half of the sentence. We don't listen to the first half. So says Mar Hadarbei, Chizkia changed his mind from what he initially said. He initially thought our Mishnah only follows the Beis Shammai, and it's all based on Tfos Lashon Rishon, and then he changed his mind. He said, you know what, Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Our Mishnah even follows the Beis Hillel, and the reason that he's committed to bringing Korban Mincha is not because of Tfos Lashon Rishon, it's because we assume that he's saying, Ilu Yisi Yodea, had I only known that there was no such thing as a Mincha Min HaSa'orim, I would have committed to Minachitim, and that's what he intended to commit to. And you cannot say such a svara by Adashim, because there's no one that didn't know that that you cannot bring a mincha min Adashim. My time, Ahadabay, why did Chizkia change his mind? Meaning, after all, the Mishnah fits with Beis Shammai, so why not say that the Mishnah is following Beis Shammai? So Amarava Masnisa Kashisei, the Mishnah doesn't actually fit with Beis Shammai, because my area detani mincha min HaSa'orim, listening min Adashim. Meaning, if it's all about Tfos Lashon Rishon, Beis Shammai, the Mishnah should have said the biggest possible chiddush. So the Mishnah should have said that even if a guy commits to bring a mincha min HaAdashim, he still has to bring a mincha min HaChitim, but he still has to bring a mincha. Why did the Mishnah not give that case? It brings a case of mincha min HaSa'orim. Ela shema mina mishum detayi hu b'sorim tayi b'adashim l'tayi. It must be that the basis of our Mishnah saying that you're still chayv to bring a korban mincha is because the guy made a mistake, and we assume you only make a mistake between chitim and sa'orim. You would never make a mistake about bringing a mincha min ha'adashim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, who was the other opinion, said that afilu min ha'adashim, that even if a person, in the case of our Mishnah, the halacha in our Mishnah, that if a person commits a type of mincha that doesn't exist, that he's still chayiv to bring a regular carbon mincha, that's even if he says he's going to bring a mincha min ha'adashim, he still brings a regular mincha min ha'chitim. So says Gemara Michti, Rabbi Yochanan Kaman Amr L'Shmaitei Kebeis Hillel. Well, wait a second. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that? How's that consistent within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said that our Mishnah even follows the Shita of the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel who said that if a person commits to be a Nazir min Agrogros, that it's nothing, that it's we ignore the whole thing because it's silly, it just doesn't exist. And yet in our Mishnah, when you commit to bring a Mincha min Asaorim, it is binding. Why? Because Mincha min Asaorim is not as bad a mistake. We assume that the guy really meant to bring a carbon Mincha. He just thought that he could bring min Asaorim. Well, then if you, by that logic, Beisil Mishum Detayuhu, Beisil is all about the fact that people probably made a mistake about this. But that's ridiculous to make a mistake about Adashim. There's no way the guy made a mistake about Adashim. No one thinks that you can bring Karban Mincha Min Adashim. So how come Rabbi Yochanan says that even if the guy says Min Adashim, he's still chayiv to bring a Karban Mincha? So says Gemara, no, really the truth is, when a person says Harayalai Mincha Min Adashim, Rabbi Yochanan would hold his potter. Because you're right, it's all about ta'us, and no one would make such a ta'us. When Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to bring Min Achitim, even if you committed to Adashim, l'dvarav de Chizkiah ka'amarlei. He was arguing with Chizkiah lishitaso. You, Chizkiah, say, like the Beis Shammai, that our Mishnah follows the Beis Shammai, that we always follow the first thing the guy says. So therefore, if a person commits to bring a mincha min Adashim, he should have to bring a proper mincha, according to your very logic, which the Gemara already pointed out, that Taka, that's true. That according to the logic, that it's always about Tfal Sashar Rishon, it doesn't matter how ridiculous the Lashon Acharon is. It's always Tfos Lashon Rishon. So at my time, but he's saying, why were you Choser? Mishum Telo Katali Min Adashim. Meaning, why did you change your mind by saying that it should be going like the Beis Shammai? It's because the Mishnah did not give the case of Min Adashim. But if the Mishnah really held like Beis Shammai, it would have told me the biggest Chiddush, and it would have said the case of Min Adashim. Well, Dilma, that's not a Raya. Dilma Lomi Baya Ka'amar. Maybe the Mishnah is written in a Zuvein Tzarech Lomar Zu kind of style. Lo mi bayim min adashim dikel maybe mahadur hu dahadur bay. Now, obviously, if a guy says min adashim, where we could say that he's clearly backing out on his original commitment to bring a korban mincha, and in order to be mevatel, and he's trying to be mevatel his commitment by saying min adashim because he knows that there's no such thing, utzfos lashon rishon, and still you cannot be choser, and we listen to the first thing that the guy said, so it's pashut that he's going to be chayiv to bring a carbon mincha. The Tana wouldn't need to tell me that. Elafilu min asorinami. No, the chiddush of the Mishnah is even from saorin deika lemeimar mitohu dekatai, where one might have had a hava amina that the person really, really, genuinely wanted to commit to a carbon mincha. Afilu hachi tfal sashon rishon. That even in that case tfal sashon rishon. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan's argument to Chizkiah is, look, I hold that our Mishnah goes like the Beis Hillel. You initially held it goes like the Beis Shammai, then you changed your mind. I just don't see why you changed your mind. I still think I'm right, but I don't see why you changed your mind. Meaning, the what compelled you to change your mind? That the Mishnah should have said the biggest Chiddush. Maybe the Mishnah did say the biggest Chiddush. Maybe it's a bigger Chiddush to say that we apply Tfos Lashon Rishon even when a guy says Minas Saorim because there's a Hava Amina that I'm right. So the Mishnah wants to tell me L'shitascha that I'm not right, that it has nothing to do with whether a person makes a mistake, that it's all about Tfos Lashon Rishon. So now, when we had said in the Mishnah, the person says Harei Alai Mincha Minas Saorim, that's the case. So Amar Zi'iri Loshanu El Damar Mincha. When the Mishnah says Harei Alai Mincha Minas Saorim, that you have to bring Minachitim, and we say Tfos Lashon Rishon, that's only if you said Harei Alai Mincha Minas Saorim, because then we could divide your statement into two parts. There's the Harei Alai Mincha, which is to bring a regular Karban Mincha, and that's the Mechayev to bring Minachitim. And and then we ignore that which you said, minasa orim. Avalom or mincha, but if you never said harei alai mincha, let's say you just said harei alai minasa orim. So then, lo, then you're not chayiv to bring a carbon mincha at all because there's nothing to latch onto. There's no lashon rishon that we can say, oh, we cut the sentence there, and that's what's mechayiv him because he never committed to bring a mincha. He just said harei alai minasa orim. So says Mar Yosef Nachman v'kamila lahashmaita. Rav Nachman was saying over this teaching, Esve Rav Rav Nachman, and Rav challenges Rav Nachman that it says in our Mishnah when it comes to someone who takes a neder to bring a mincha from Kemach, that Kemach yavisolas. My love, the Lomar Mincha, doesn't it make it sound like he said Harei Alai Min HaKemach, and that he did not say Harei Alai Mincha Min HaKemach, or he said Harei Alai Kemach, and nevertheless he still has to bring a Mincha Min HaSolas? So you see that the word Mincha is not so critical. It doesn't have to be where we can cut the sentence at a particular time and say, oh, there it is. He said Harei Alai Mincha, and that's all we're going to listen to. No, even if he says Harei Alai Kemach, apparently we say that he's still chayv to bring Min HaSolas. So says Marlo, to Amar Mincha. It's just an incorrect diuk in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says kemach yavisolas, it means if a guy said harei alai mincha mina kemach, then he's yavisolas. Says, well, okay, what about the next line in the Mishnah? Below shemen ulavona, yavishemen ulavona. If a person commits to bring without Shemin Ulavona, he's got to bring with the Shemin Ulavona. My love, Dalomer Mincha, isn't that also talking about a case where a guy just said, Harei Alai below Shemin Ulavona, and he never used the word Mincha, and you still see that he brings a proper Mincha? Lo, the Amar Mincha, says more again, bad diuk. When it says in the Mishnah, below Shemin Ulavona, it means a guy said, Harei Alai Mincha below Shemin Ulavona. So then he brings a regular carbon mincha, but that word mincha is in fact a critical word in the sentence. Says, well, okay, what about Vaiter in the Mishnah? Chatzi Isaron, Yavi Isaron Shalem. He says he's going to bring a Chatzi Isaron, he's got to bring an Isaron Shalem. My love, the Lomer Mincha, isn't the case where he just said Harei Alai Chatzi Isaron, and he did not say Harei Alai Mincha Chatzi Isaron? Lo, the Amar Mincha. Again, bad diuk. The case is that he said he's going to bring a mincha of Chatzi Isaron, and therefore we cut the sentence after the word mincha. So, frak the Gemara, ihach, if the Mishnah is talking about a case where the guy said, Harei Alai mincha Chatzi Isaron, how do you read the next line of the Mishnah? Ema Seifa, the Mishnah goes on to say, Isaron umechza yavishnayim. That if a guy says he's going to bring an Isaron and a half, he has to bring two Esronim. So, what does that mean? He said Isaron. It means he said, Harei Alai Mincha Shel Isarun Umechza. And that's where we say he's going to bring Shnayim. Frak the Gemara, but wait. Kivin Damar Mincha is Ichayv Levi Isarun. Once he said he's going to bring a Mincha, that's it. He's Chayv to bring an Isarun, because that's the minimum of a Mincha. Ki Amar Chatzi Isarun, Lo Klum Kamar Hu. When he then added another Chatzi Isarun, he didn't say the word Mincha again, so that was worthless. Meaning, you're telling me that without the word Mincha, any commitment is worthless. So the guy says, Harei Alai Mincha, Isarun, Umechza. So the Isaron goes with the Mincha, and then the Mechza never had the word Mincha associated with it. So why does he have to bring Shnei Isaronim? Where does that second Isaron come from? It never had the word Mincha associated with that commitment. So says Mar Lo Tzricha, no, the case of the Mishnah was, Damar Harei Alai Mincha, Chatzi Isaron Vi Isaron. A half plus a one, not one plus a half plus a one. He flipped the order. So he actually said three things. He said mincha, he said chatzi isaron, and he said isaron. And that's why he has to bring two isaronos. To keep in the mincha, when initially he says mincha, ichayv le bisaron, right away that obligates him to bring an isaron. Ki amar chatzi isaron v'lo klum ka amar. And you're right! When he says chatzi isaron, then we ignore that. We pretend he never said it. But then ki hadar amar isaron. But then when he says an additional time, he says Isaron, Maisi Isaron Achrina. That's the Mechayiv of the second Isaron. Unbelievable Chiddush, the Gemara is saying over here, that when the Mishnah says a guy who commits to bring Isaron Umechza, that he needs to bring two Isaronim, the Mechayiv of the second Isaron is not the Mechza. The Mechayiv of the second Isaron is the word Isaron. That the Mechayiv of the first Isaron is the word Mincha. The Mechayiv of the second Isaron is the word Isaron. Tana. So ask the Gemara, since Ze'iri is saying that even according to the Tanakama, someone who commits to bring a mincha, that's not royal akrava, you don't have to bring unless you mention the word mincha, ihachi, if that's the case, that in all the cases that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Shlos Nadim Kedarcham is Nadvin, Amai, when the Mishnah quotes the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that you're putter in all these cases because you didn't take a proper, normal commitment to a mincha like a normal person, well, why don't you have to bring a mincha? After all, we should follow the first thing that you said, and you said Harei Alai Mincha. So by saying Harei Alai Mincha, shouldn't that bind you to something? Shouldn't that commit you to something? So Amar Rava, Rabbi Shimon B'shitas Rabbi Yossi Amara. Damar Af B'Gemar Dvarav Adam Nitvas, Adam Matvis, that Rabbi Shimon, who says that you were not Misnadiv Kederach HaMisnadivim, and therefore you're not Chayiv in anything, Enochinami, holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who says that we don't only listen to the first half of your sentence, meaning we don't say that only the first half of the sentence counts and the second half of the sentence doesn't count. We are mechayev a person by the totality of his sentence. So when he says Harei Alai Mincha Chatzi Isaron VeIsaron, it's mefurash that his mincha that he wants to bring is an Isaron and a half. And Rabbi Shimon says there's no such thing as an Isaron and a half. And the same with all the other cases in the Mishnah. You don't say Harei Alai Mincha Minasorim means Harei Alai Mincha, period, Minasorim separate, and we're only going to listen to Harei Alai Mincha. No, he said Harei Alai Mincha Minasorim. That's silly. And because it's silly, he's putter entirely. Okay, new Mishnah now. What if a person commits to the wrong amount? Misnadiv Adam Mincha Shal Shishim Isaron Umevi Bikli Echad. A person could be Misnadiv Mincha up to the size of Shishim Isaron that could be brought in a single kli. But Imamar Harei Alai Shishim Ve'echad, if a person commits to a 61 Isaron Karban Mincha that cannot fit in a single kli, so then maybe Shishim Bikli Echad Ve'echad Bikli Echad. What you have to do is you have to split it. You bring 60, which is the maximum that can fit into one kli, and then you bring another Isaron in a separate kli. Shekein Hatzibur maybe Biyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Shishim Ve'echad, because the largest Minchas Hatzibur that you'll ever have on the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos is 61 Asronim. Because the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, aside from the Shnei Kivsei HaTamid, the two Karbanos Tamid that they bring, there were Shlosha Asar Parim. There were 13 Parim, Shnei Elim, and Shisha Asar Kvasim Lemusafim. So 14 for the Musaf of Sukkot, and Shnei Kvasim for the Musaf of Shabbos. And the Psukim tell us that with each Keves, you're Makriv Minchas Soles of one Isaron. And for the Ayil, for each Ayil, you bring Shnei Asronim. And for a Par, you bring three Asronim. So it turns out that you're bringing 39 Asronim Soles for the 13 Parim, three each, right? And you bring four Asronim for the Shnei Elim, 16 Asronim for the 16 Kifsei Amusafim, and another two Asronim for the two Kifsei Atamid. So all of the flour you bring that day totals 61 Asronim of flour. So we find that in Karbanos Tzibur, the day of the maximum number of Asronim of flour that you're ever going to bring is going to be 61. Well, Dayel Yachid, Shupach Smin HaTzibur Echad. So therefore, the maximum that a Yachid could ever bring has to be a notch below that. The Achronim say that it's Kavod HaTzibur, that you have to let the Tzibur have the most dominant type of Mincha. So it says, Mar Am Rabbi Shimon, V'lo Elu L'Parim Ve'elu L'Kvasim Ve'enim V'lom Zeh Mzeh. The Tzibur never brings a Karban Mincha of 61 Asronim. The Tzibur brings a whole bunch of different Karbanos that each require a Mincha that goes along with it, and all those Menachos are different from one another. They're brought at different times from one another. They neither have nothing to do with one another. So what are you talking about of 61, the Tzibur brings 61 Asronim? Ella, the real reason that you're maxed out at 60 Asronim is because Ad Shishim Yecholun Libalel, that only 60 Asronim of flour can properly mix with the oil, but any less than that will not properly mix with the oil. So Amr Lo, so the Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, Shishim Nivlalim, Shishim Echad Ein Nivlalim. Really? There's a difference between 60 and 61. 60 will be Nivlal in the oil, 61 won't? Amr Lahem, call me this Chachamim Kain. Yeah, the measurements of the Chachamim were said very precisely. Ba'arba'im Sa'ahu Tovel, Ba'arba'im Sa'ah Chasr Kortav, Ein Yachalit Bolben. Just like by a mikveh, the halacha is that a person could be Tovel in 40 Sa'ah. What if it's 40 Sa'ah? Just minus a teeny tiny drop. That's the shear. It doesn't make a difference. difference. The Rashba writes that the chomer koveh the shear of a mei mikvah is being 40 sa'ah because they assess that that's the shear that a person is able to be tovel kol gufo, but they assessed it based on the rov. So once they were koveh that shear, they were not mechalik between one person and the next. And even if you are a smaller person and you're able to be tovel and less, the tevila is not going to be valid. So what the Rashba is saying is, it should have been different for different people, because all you need is a mikvah that kol gufo is all bo. But the Chacham wanted to make a shir kavua. So Rav Elchanan points out in the Contrast of Reisofrim that's printed in the second chelik of Kovitz Shiurim that if a smaller person tovels in a mikvah that's less than 40 sa'ah, it really works min haTorah. It's only because of a low plug midrabanan that it's not going to work, meaning that's what the Rashba sounds like. However, Rav Elchanan says it's more mistaver, not like the Rashba, that the Chum were not koveya their own shiurim. They had a Kabbalah that this is the shir. So whenever there was a Kabbalah that this is the shir, it's a low plug and it's always going to be that way. And he says, after all, the din in our Mishnah that a blilus amincha is not done properly when the shir of solas is more than 60 asronim. That means the chachamim were figured out pa'omek daitam and they were koveya that the metzius is that it just doesn't work, that it doesn't mix properly, and that's the Kabbalah that they had. Okay, says the Gemara, very similar to the conversation we just had in the Mishnah. Shal shel lemalim Rabbi Debarbi Lai. The question was asked in front of Rabbi Debarbi Lai. Minayin lomer harei alai shishim ve'echad, maybe shishim b'kli echad ve'echad b'kli echad. How do I know that if a person commits to a mincha of 61 esronim, that he brings 60 esaron in one kli and one esaron in another kli? Pasach Rabbi Debarbi Lai rosh hamedabrim b'chol makom. So Rabbi Debarbi Lai is the one that spoke first because he is the rosh hamedabrim b'chol makom. Why is he the rosh hamedabrim b'chol makom? Because the Gemara tells us that there was a maisa that happened where Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Debarbi Lai were sitting together, and Rabbi Yehuda started and he said, "Kama no maiseim shel umazu." Tiknu Shvakim, Tiknu Gesharim, Tiknu Merchatzos. He started praising the Romans. They built so much infrastructure. They did so many good things. They built such a beautiful country. And Rabbi Yossi was quiet, didn't say anything. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, "What do you mean? They did it for themselves. They were Tiknu Shvakim to be Moshev Zonos, Merchatzos, because they're such Mefunakim. They like to indulge themselves. Bridges so that they collect they can collect tolls with those bridges." And Yehuda ben Gerim went and told over what they said, and the Malchus Romi heard about it. So the Romans said that Rabbi Yehuda, who is Meshabeach them, he's going to be the Rosh HaMedabrim. Rabbi Yossi, who is Shasak, he's going to be sent to Golis to Tzipori. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who said not nice things about them, he's going to be sentenced to death. So that's why he became the Rosh HaMedabrim Mechal Makam. It was a secular appointment. It was not an appointment by the Jewish community. So Va'amar, but anyway, he was the Rosh HaMedabrim Mechal Makam. Sometimes is bothered, like, why was he doing that? Why was he? It's an Isra of Lo Sichanim. You're not allowed to say compliments about the Roman government. So he said he wasn't really saying, he was saying a blush on Tamiya. They think that, you know, look at what they did. Such big shots that they did all these things, but Yehuda ben Gerim didn't understand that, so he reported it as if he was being Meshabech. But anyway, Va'amar, he said, when dealing with our question of why, when you commit 61 Esronim of flour, that it's 60 in one Kli and one in another Kli, Shekin and see. Exactly what it said in the first opinion in our Mishnah, that the most a tzibur ever brings is 61 astronim. So good, a yachid will bring one less than 61. What are you talking about? Some of these menachos are for kvasim, some are for elim, some are for parim, some are with a thick mixture of oil and flour, some with a more liquidy type of mixture of oil and flour. Some are done in shachar, some are done in mincha ben arbaim. You never mix them together. So what do you mean that the tzibur brings 61 esronim of flour? It never brings a mincha of 61 esronim of flour. So Amrlo, they said to Rabbi Shimon, Amarata. Okay, you have a better reason, so you say your reason. So Amrlo, Rabbi Shimon, Harei Omer, V'kol mincha b'lul b'shemen, that the Torah is telling us you have to bring a mincha that you're able to do blila on, that it's able to mix with all the flour. Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Shimon, it defies logic that it's going to mix with 60 but not with 61. Yeah, when the Chum said a shear, it's a shear. You could be double your body in 40 sun, not in 41, and not in 39 or 39 and a half. If you have a shear of food that's a kebetza, it's able to be metame other foods. Kebetza chasr shum shum, ain't metame to mesochlin. Slightly less than a kebetza, not able to be metame other foods. It's machlokas whether it could become tame. That's machlokas Rashi and Tosos, whether pachas mi kebetza can even become tame itself. Shlosh al shlosh metame midras, if you have a beged that's 3x3 tfachim, it could be tame tumas midras. Shlosh al shlosh chasr nima achas, ain't a metame midras. If it's missing one strand from the shlosh al shlosh, it's not metame midras. So I ask the Gemara, wait a second. The whole shear of a korban mincha is based on the belila. So what if you can't do belila? Doesn't the Mishnah say that if you don't do belila, the mincha is going to be kosher anyway? So why does it matter that you can't do the belila? So Rabbi Zera, kol haroi lebila ein bila ma'kevisbo, v'kol she'ein haroi lebila bila ma'kevisbo. The famous klal that even though you don't need to actually do the belila, you need the ingredients to be such that they are ra'oi to do the belila, and therefore, if it were more than 60, it would not even be ra'oi lebila because it would not be sufficient oil for that amount of flour. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the sugya of dam nevela and its tumah status. Have a good day. Good Shabbos, everybody.